Guess who's back?
Fire back in the building. Again. Oh, snap.
Oh, we're back.
We're back, everybody. Hey, you know, we took a little break. You know, take some time off. I was pretty busy with work. But, you know, we're back. We're getting 2021.
Gotta get our lives back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were gone for a while. So.
Dude, I was busy bee, man. I was out making honey. Busy. You know what I mean? But we're back, you know.
And I just stay at home and don't. I just eat the honey that my wife makes, though.
Oh, that's. What is it? What?
I don't know. I'm just saying stuff.
That sounds perverse.
Yeah, nasty. All right. Hey.
That sounds inappropriate.
This is a family.
I'm not the one that's saying I'm eating my wife's honey on the show. What are you saying?
All right.
What's this guy saying?
Hey, I don't know.
2021 is going to be a new year. It might get a little inappropriate. I don't know. We're going to see what's going to happen, everybody.
Earmuffs.
Hey, earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
Don't worry. We're speaking a lot of innuendos. A lot of metaphors. Don't worry. We won't just come out and say it. It'll be like symbolism, things of that nature.
Easy.
Illuminati. My wife's honey. Adam Stokes, 2020.
I'll talk about the food. Gummit. Hey, we're back.
How's everybody doing?
Boom, we missed you. I know you guys missed us.
Where are they? Do you hear them? They're out there.
Nope, they're silent.
Hey, people are pumped, man. I was getting asked, hey, when are you going to drop another episode? We're doing it. So everybody that's been listening so far, supporting us, we're super, super pumped up about it.
It's like waiting for Dr. Dre to drop Chronic.
Shoot, man, if we could get to Bill Dre's level, you know, just like his, that's like his third cousin.
If I could just get to his level. He's got more clout than we do.
Billy Dre's from Inglewood. I could just get some of his, you know what I mean?
I like it.
No, we appreciate the support so far. You know, I've been, actually I was going to tell you, you know, I'm thinking we're going to pop off, get a little Instagram page going.
Ooh,
I'm thinking so.
I like it.
Gram.
Yeah, I'm going to let you be
pictures.
In charge of that one.
Yeah, I'll do it. Get some pictures. We'll take some pics, kind of show the setup, and just kind of document what we're doing.
Because we did get some new mics.
Yeah, got the new mics. We're trying to be legit.
Ooh, boy.
I don't know. So we've gone from amateur hour to amateur minute. So
there we go.
Pretty soon we'll be a novice.
It might be a while before that happens, though.
Hey, you know, before we get too far down, I got to give a shout.
Shout out
former 101st Civil Support Team member, buddy of mine. His name's Gene Luzzi. He retired.
Good old Gene.
Yeah, he retired last year, and he started up a new company, Treasure Valley Eco Wash. It's in Boise.
Clean.
So yeah, he goes around and cleans your dumpsters, your garbage cans.
Whoa,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hey,
eco friendly.
I like it. Could have used him at my last house, as I used to dump the grass in there.
Yeah,
and. They got pretty nasty.
No, man. Like, he came by, he said, hey, man, if you just give me a shout, I'll come by and clean your dumpster. Mine was getting a little stinky. I throw my dog's turds in there and things like that, the grass, stinky. The whole deal. Mm-hmm. Dude, clean.
Nice.
Like, you could eat off it. It's nice. Yeah.
Well,
they got cool videos. Just you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram. You know, it's Treasure Valley Eco Wash. It's cool. They show you kind of how they get rid of their waste in an eco-friendly way.
I might have to look them up.
Yeah, man. It's pretty cool. Yeah, Gene Luzzi.
I like
Treasure Valley Eco Wash. Thanks again, Gene. Appreciate you.
Hey, Gene. You're my boy, Gene.
Yeah. No, he said he'd come out to your house and do it.
All the way
come
out here. In the boonies.
You said you didn't need it. Whatever.
Right.
I'll take yours.
Easy, man. Double the cleaning. double the washing.
Clean my recycling bin. All that cardboard's dirty.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, shoot. So, you know, this episode, we figured, you know what, we're getting back into it. Let's just talk about what's been going on so far this year, kind of since the last time we talked, and
last time we talked was at the beginning of the year. We did a recap of 2020.
Yeah, we did the year in review 2020.
You know, 2020 came.
It did.
And it left, and everyone's gone. Like, 2021 is going to be a lot better. No.
Is it?
No.
Oh, I can't feel anything.
It's all the same.
I'll say this. It is getting a little better. So I was just out in the Bay Area recently for work.
Way.
Yeah, out in Walnut Creek. Shout out to Walnut Creek. Nice little town.
Do they really have walnuts in their creek?
You know, I don't know. I didn't even see a creek. I think it's one of those ironic names.
I don't like it.
But great place.
Maybe back in the day,
there
was a creek.
Nice people. Not as uptight as their Bay Area counterparts as we went into San Francisco on a day off. And
boy,
I'll tell you what, man. Oh yeah, it's
mask. Stick out like a Thor sun.
Oh, it's mask heavy, and we were walking around in a group of about 18 people, and I'll tell you, people were giving us looks like we were doing something really wrong.
You're looking suspicious.
I've never felt uncomfortable walking around in a group in my entire life as I did that day. I was like, whatever, man. Like, you guys are
you mind your business.
You're fine.
All right.
But the farther away you get from San Francisco, the more loose people are. Like, it's more like here. So it's like, people are cool.
Nice.
Not too bad. So it's, things are opening up out there. Restaurants are open. Like, there's a bar and grill just opened up, like, the day we got there. So, of course, we were hitting that up pretty hard.
Nice.
Going in with groups of, I mean, I think they're only supposed to see like 8 people, and they were sitting us outside like 12, 13 people. They didn't care. They just wanted the business.
Y'all gonna get arrested.
They just wanted that business, man. You know?
That's what they need. Businesses need the business.
They need it, man.
Open them up.
Yeah, I didn't care where I was, you know, California, Idaho, don't matter. We're just trying to help. We need to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
We need to help each other. So I was putting that per diem to use, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
When my buddy wasn't trying to offer to pay for everything, that idiot.
That dummy.
Troy, what's up? Shout out, baby.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I have been to California once.
Really? Only one time?
It was about 3-4 years ago.
Where'd you go? California's a big state.
San Diego.
Okay. Love it down there. San Diego.
I went down for a conference for the company I was working for at the time.
Yeah.
Essentially stayed at the hotel the entire time. Didn't get out. We went one place. I can't remember. It was some park that had a bunch of different stuff, and it was our first and really only time using Uber. So,
yeah.
But no, I mean,
Uber's from San Francisco. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I did. I did know that. Yeah. But you know, a lot of homeless people. Not gonna lie, a lot of homeless people over there.
And there's less in San Diego actually than in a lot of other places in California. Yeah.
Ooh, daggum.
Yeah, San Diego's
relatively
clean compared to...
You kind of saw them.
Yeah.
Because so it was a huge hotel.
Right.
And it was connected to like this outdoor mall. Like here in Boise, you know, you're walking inside when you go to the stores. The stores were outside, but there was like multiple layers of them. And so it was like this huge, you know, one square block. And so we would venture out and walk around the block and everything, but you really didn't see him during the day, but at night,
I mean, it's just, it's warm down there. It's pretty, I mean, you're talking 70, 75 year round. I mean, what's it not to like, you know?
Yeah.
And they kind of, I don't know, from when I was down, they usually kind of stay out of the way, though. There's like little pockets of them, like in parking lots. I'm like,
yeah.
They ain't bothering anybody, really, and...
That was about it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, and they're not really...
Wish there was something I could have done for them, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, too, you know, because some people, like, I feel like, you know, when you're talking about homeless people, a lot of people just assume they're all there for the same reason, and there's, like, 1,000 different reasons why somebody's homeless. Mm-hmm. You just can't assume it's because they just don't feel like paying bills like everybody else. Like, that's maybe some of them, sure, but there's a lot of people are addicts, there's a lot of people that are mental health.
I was going to say, a lot of them, you know, the drugs got a hold of them.
Yeah, drugs, mental health, veterans that, you know, from, like, Vietnam era, even now, vets from now aren't taking care of them.
Yeah, there was one, he was, like, 100%, you know, mental, because he was sitting there arguing, had an argument with himself.
That babe. Who won?
I don't know. We were walking by, and it was still going by when we walked by. When we got out of ear range, he was still yelling at himself.
Drugs, you know, or schizophrenic. I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are schizophrenic end up on the streets because there's just not a lot you can do for them other than, unless you know, seek help for it.
But it's expensive for that help.
It is. So. Not everybody's got that good insurance either.
Nope.
No
one's got that government insurance anymore. Unless you work for the government.
Yeah, well, I do, so.
That's why I'm looking right at you.
I'll take it. So when I get schizophrenia, I will be getting on that TRICARE.
If I get on it, will you adopt me?
I can't. They'll never believe that you're my son. You're older than me.
I was going to say, considering that I'm older than you.
You can be my daddy.
Can you? Guess I'll marry your mom?
Which doesn't cover you. Oh,
that doesn't work.
My dad's still alive.
I know.
Get old Steve Senior out of here. Get out of here. Leave my dad alone. He's not going anywhere. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's been kind of interesting seeing things kind of creep back to normality. I mean, I think it's happening here a little bit. You're seeing, you know, obviously they voted for something for like all the schools in the state to open up after spring break.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot. I just heard that today, which is awesome.
Well, I don't think it's... I think it's just over in the Boise area.
Well, yeah, the rest of the state's mostly open already, but from what I heard, I think it was, like, the state, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, it's funny, because you go over to 1A,
right,
and you see a lot of masks over
That's
there.
Ada County, if you don't know what 1A is.
When you come over to 2C.
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 That's Canyon
County. Canyon County. You don't see a whole lot of masks around, so... Where I think we're a lot more open over here than you are over there. So.
Yeah, we're getting there. You know, it'll be fine. You know, I think. But I
have noticed a lot more 1A license plates over here on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out.
Well, yeah. I mean, even in Meridian though, it's even less in Meridian than it is in Boise. Mm-hmm. And then like if you go to Garden City or whatever, I don't even think they knew COVID happened. So. Which is funny because it's right there, basically in Boise. But
that's because all the drugs are over there.
Yeah. That's just not very nice.
No, come on. We all know it.
I tell you what, I did find a loophole, and that's going to a bowling alley. Okay, if you go to a bowling alley, you can just party.
Party it
up. Even if they make you wear a mask in the door after that, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just party at the bowling alley.
There you go.
Hey, people have been doing
it. This weekend, what are you doing? Going bowling.
Bowling. I mean, we went down during Christmas to go look at the lights there at Boise Expo down at the fairgrounds in Garden City.
Yeah.
And we parked.
Drove through them.
Yeah, so we met up. Yeah, so we met up. With my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law and their kids, and at the there's a bowling alley right there. It was hilarious, okay? Because we showed up, and this parking lot is full, just full. And this is in December, you know, when they were still like supposedly there's stuff
locked
going, right?
Locked, everything.
We're supposed to still be socially distant. Nah, man, that parking lot was full. There's music bumping in there. I looked in the window, and people were in there like just bowling and having a good time. I was like, well, there's your loophole.
There
bowling.
It is.
Bowling. Bowling and golfing. Those are your loopholes.
Hey, and it's too cold to golf, so let's just go
bowl. And then you golf when it's warm.
All those golfers are in there bowling. Now come this spring,
the
bowling alleys will be empty and the golf courses are
going to be empty. That is so funny. Oh. The things that we picked and choose, like what got to stay open and what didn't,
it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's
funny. I have a friend that they own a golf course over here, and I was talking to him. And
business is booming.
Business was big for them this last year. They're like,
what golf course?
Holy cow, Timberstone.
Where's that?
It's just right over like 5 minutes from here, maybe 10 minutes.
It's in Caldwell?
Here.
Or is that the one by going towards?
It's going out
Wilder or whatever.
Homedale area.
Or Homedale, yeah.
Yeah, it's out towards Homedale. It's like not even 10 minutes from here.
I got you.
So kind of spendy, but
hey.
But yeah, I mean they had a big year. Tell you what.
But yeah, meanwhile, you know, mom and pop stores and restaurants are closing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of places in Boise that closed, man. There was a nice, I felt bad, too, because there's Guru Donuts in downtown Boise, which is really good. They're open. But attached to them was this, which normally I wouldn't even have really been interested in this, but I went with Alex one time. Like, she's like, let's go check this place out. It was a vegan toast place. But so it was like toast. But it had tons of toppings you could put on toast, so you could do, like, fruit or whatever. It was, like, tons of different options. It was called Toast. This place was super cool, actually. I liked it. They're not there anymore.
Hmm.
They didn't make it.
It's
sad. That's just one example.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
Well, we have a girl that we went to school with that had her own little vegan bakery. I wonder if she's still around.
What was the name of that place? Do you know?
Figgy Bakes or something like that.
I don't know. Where's that at?
It was downtown Boise.
It's tough down there. I think that's where most of the, if anything, closed. It was down there.
Okay.
That sucks.
Hmm. I know that over here there was a Burnt Lemon. Both of those closed down over here.
Dang, man.
Yeah, I love their food.
I'm going to tell you, this is what's crazy, too. So when I was out in the Bay Area, we went to San Francisco, went to Chinatown to eat.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it took forever to find a place that was actually open.
Yeah.
Come to find out. There was like over 400 restaurants just in Chinatown. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is a pocket in San Francisco, pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's like 37 open.
That's ridiculous.
Something like that.
That's
crazy.
That sucks, man.
That's like 400 restaurants closed in a year.
Yeah.
Because of whatever.
Yeah.
Because they can't be open.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even let people serve outside. Which I got to experience that, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Oh
my god.
Outside eating, it was like a rail car kind of made out of wood.
Yeah.
At the Chinese restaurant. We didn't care. We were just like, I'm hungry.
Give me some food.
Let's eat. And she was all for it. It was like two people. And it was, we rolled in, of course, there's like 18 of us, so we had like 8 in one rail car and 10 in another in the door, and we like shut it. It's really tight in there. So it's like fine for us to be all up each other's area there. It makes no sense. But we're outside, okay? Yeah. So that's fine. But she was super happy that we were there, you know, and we, of course, had Big Bill and dropped a tip and the whole deal.
Helped him out.
Not
that's
enough
awesome,
to keep
man.
Him open or anything, but, you know, it's just sad to see, you know, kind of all that. And actually to go into that area and see what a city like San Francisco looks like.
Never been there, man.
It's just a bummer, man, because it is a beautiful city. There's a lot of cool stuff there. And there's, like, because you got Chinatown, you got Little Italy, you got, like, all these other places. You got the pier. Man.
Everything just closed down.
A lot of stuff closed. Yeah. All those big businesses are open, though.
Oh, of course.
People go to, you know, work, and they're all fine.
Make sure that those ones stay here.
Yeah, they're all good. Yeah,
just that's why when everything opens back up and goes back to normal, you got to support those small businesses, man.
You got it, man.
You have to. You got to give old Wally World the finger and go down to
or Amazon. And unfortunately, I'm like the worst, man. I get Amazon weekly. They're so convenient.
No.
They have everything. I don't even have to leave my house.
Exactly.
This pandemic, it kind of screwed me because now I actually like just being at home sometimes, you know, if I can just
turn you into a homebody, huh?
I kind of already was one anyway, but that's what being married to an introvert will do to you.
Well, that, and you're gone from work a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you are home, you just want to be home.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're hanging out with me.
Hello, party. Woo! Get a couple ice cold glasses of milk over here, huh?
Do it. Hey, make them chocolate.
Oh, chocolate milk.
Ooh, it's a special day.
It's a stiff.
We're going to be
Oval team.
Ooh, hey.
Why don't they call it round team? That's from Seinfeld.
That's a good question.
You ever see that episode? Mm-hmm. Ovaltine. Why do they call it Ovaltine? The cup's round. Why do they call it Roundtine? You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. That's a funny. That's a
well, that's
joke.
The thing about Seinfeld. It's just so stupid that it's funny.
It's so good. Oh, man. Shoot. What else, man? What's going on, man? What else new? You know what I mean? Talk to me.
Nothing, man.
Shoot,
I mean,
something's got to be going on.
No.
What about the kids? How are the kids doing?
Kids are doing good.
What's new with the kids?
Nothing, because sports really aren't back up
right,
for kids.
Yeah, right.
But that, they just go to school, come home,
rinse,
hang
out, repeat. Right?
Yeah, and that's about what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, because I just go to work, come home.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not doing podcasts with either you or the other one with Alex, I just just come home, go to work, come home, go to work, come home.
Yeah. That's
rinse
the world.
And repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
About all it is, man.
Yeah. We've been...
Normally, I go golfing, try a couple times a month or something like that, but, it's, you know, we just got dumped 10 inches of snow.
Yeah,
so.
That kind of ruined it, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's too cold, though. Not that I'm thinking about trying to go golf. I need to get out there, though, man. I got to get golf. I was finally starting to get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I still have the belt.
You got the belt.
From guys' weekend.
I'm coming.
I still have the belt from guys.
We
all never got back together in golf.
No, and I need to not get so lit up when we're playing. Because I lost about three clubs out there.
I lost them.
I lost. Well, I lost. I legitimately lost.
Broke
well,
them.
I broke one, but I lost two out there. Like, I have no idea where they went. Like, I lost. I think I set them down somewhere and drove off.
I'm not letting you drive ever again.
Why?
By the way.
You don't like me?
No! You are crazy.
Come on, golf now. Is the only, I mean, it's awesome. They let you drink and drive. I mean, what? It's actually like a prerequisite. They want you out there drinking.
And here I am. I don't drink.
Yeah.
And I'm riding passenger.
Hey, you could have drove at any time, all right?
I took over a couple times.
You probably should have been driving the whole time so I could do more drinking.
Most of the time you were, most of the time you were taking the cart to go find your ball.
Oh, I'm sorry. My amateur golfing is not good enough for your liking. How dare
we're the
you?
Same.
I'm not. You know what's funny is I went golfing after that, though, with my brother-in-law and his cousin-in-law and his dad, and at the Robin Hood course there at Ridgecrest. What is the wait? Hold on, Falcon Crest, Cloverdale.
No, I've never been.
Oh, it's great. They got a 9-hole Robin Hood. It's like $15.
Oh, so it's kind of like the Wii 9.
Yeah, and it's a nice Ridgecrest. Little. So the most you get, they might have a par 5 in there. Actually, I think they have one.
Oh, okay.
But I shot like a dude. I ain't even kidding. Dude, this is crazy. But I shot a 44.
Already. I don't believe it.
I shot a 44.
Shut your mouth.
No drops.
No hey, family show, no lying.
I'm not lying.
No lying.
And then I didn't go golf show. Again. I was like, that's too good. I'm done. I retired.
Retired.
I still have the scorecard in my bag. I'll show you if you don't believe me.
Hey, I got the scorecard.
Me writing it down is legit, right?
Yeah.
But I was all telling my brother-in-law, I'm like, you know what's crazy is if we played another nine and I did just the exact same thing, that'd be like the best score of my entire life, which would not happen because I'm usually going to start blowing it. Well, but here's the thing. It was early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was warmed up. You know what I wasn't doing?
Drinking.
Exactly.
You didn't get your
drinking
drink
on. Gatorade. And water.
Get some power lights.
Electrolytes.
Electrolytes.
That's I like power lights better. Drink power lights.
Well, I got it mixed with that.
That's what Powerade gives you. And, yeah, they give you power lights.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's better than Gatorade. They give you Gator lights.
Yeah, it gets you Gator. Wait, what? It gets you power lights.
Ooh, brother. Drink the power lights. So, yeah, that was like the best score on nine holes of my entire life, and then I didn't golf again. And that was in August. No.
No.
Well, when did we go? August, September. Right? So it would have been September.
Yeah. Did we go in August or September?
Shoot, man. I don't even remember. Well, it was a couple weeks after that. So maybe it was October, actually, already.
It might have been October.
Yeah. I went out.
I went with Colt another time.
Yeah.
But it was just me and him, so the belt. He tried to get the belt up.
You can't do the belt when there's two of you.
Thank you.
It's everybody.
That's what I kept telling him.
Oh, no, you cheater.
Yeah.
He wants that belt so bad.
Well, I said there has to be at least three.
I think four. I think we all need to be there.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to just be me and Alex when Colt joined in.
Right.
And so I told him there has to be at least three.
Okay.
In order for the belt to be up.
Sure.
Because if it's just me and Colt, he's going to win every time.
Well, he golfs like all the time. That's not fair. He's been golfing like his whole life.
Exactly. And I just started a year and a half ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Let's do a dunk contest. You know what I mean?
Well, back in the day, I would have competed.
Come on, where are you at?
Now I can't even touch the stinking net.
Dude, I haven't played basketball in like 4 years. I ain't even kidding. Like, legit.
Last time I played like competitive basketball was like 2 years ago when I was doing my diet. Lost all that weight.
Right.
I was playing church ball.
Church ball, yeah.
And I sucked because that was like the first time that I'd actually played since like high school.
And you got all those guys that play like every, what is it?
Dude, like
Tuesdays or whatever.
I couldn't dribble. I couldn't pass.
What? I
could pass, but I couldn't dribble.
Just play
my
defense.
Shot was just, oh.
Don't even shoot. Just get a rebound, pass the ball.
It was terrible.
Don't even dribble. Just grab it and you do this. You're that guy. Doesn't even dribble. He refuses to dribble. And then you almost travel trying to pass it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, dude. So the first time I actually played, my legs. So last time I played before that high school,
your legs,
I was freaking jumping out of the gym.
Well, you used to have some verts, you know what I mean?
And
now you're old.
And
you're old fart.
But your mind is still there, like, I can still jump out of the gym.
Yeah, we know somebody else who's like that.
Let's not go there. Let's not get it started.
I'll get off the couch right now, man. I'll make it to
the
pros.
Give me 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Huh? That's all I need.
That's ridiculous.
Be in the Olympics.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
stop it.
But... Dude, I would go up to jump or to get a rebound or something like that, and legs would give out. Like, literally, I'd go and it would just.
Yeah, that blade.
And I would hit the ground.
Yeah, that blade, like, sports in so long.
Oh,
like,
my
what
gosh.
Is this about?
Last time I actually played a sport was when I got knocked out in the championship game in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time I actually played something.
That was Idaho Contact Football League right there, ICFL, City League Football. I remember that. You got blasted. I thought you died.
I thought I died too. I was laying on the ground screaming.
That's hilarious, dude. Oh, you got a head shot. I rewound that so many times.
That's why.
I'm not the best. I'm super unsupportive. You got no sympathy for me.
Shoot.
Gotta run. Hey, we should have been.
I should have had my head on a swivel. That's
exactly right.
Have my head on a swivel.
Head
it's
on
my own
a swivel,
dang fault.
Baby. You gotta be looking out there.
Exactly. And next thing I know, I'm laying on the ground. I swear.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure it has to be Alex. And I don't even know why I listened to him, but I'm laying on the ground, can't breathe. And I swear it's Alex. Someone said, roll over on your back.
Why would you do that?
That was the worst thing.
You can't breathe.
I rolled over on my back, and next thing I know, I'm waking up. Blinking, looking at everyone. Everyone's standing over me, like looking down at me. And I'm like, and the first thing I said was like, how long was I out?
You're trying to get a nap. You're just tired.
Hey, you know, it wasn't long enough, because I remember sitting on the sideline, like, I don't feel so good.
I think you got yourself a little concussion.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? You sure?
I'm positive. No, it's just because they didn't give me time because they just picked me up off the ground. Mm. So they didn't give me time to, like, sit up and, like...
You'd be shocked, though, man. Those getting your bell rung like that, you can do it.
Well, maybe
I got a little mild concussion, maybe.
Maybe.
Just say you did so you're cooler.
Okay. I got knocked out.
Yeah, man, I got concussion, bro.
Concussed.
Concussed.
And that's why after that I hung him up and went into the... Went up to the booth.
Yeah.
Had my conversations with you. I had so much fun doing that.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I just didn't like the way that the league was going, so that's why I left.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, and then everyone retired except for Colt. So.
Yeah, well, he'd still be playing now if he could.
No, he's still playing.
No, he's not.
He played last year.
No, he's done now, though.
Yeah, really, he said that done. The year
no,
before.
No, but he's now. Really done. He told
yeah,
me.
I'll done. Believe we'll it when see. I see it.
No, he's done. He said he was.
Mm-hmm.
I told him he was done.
And I told him he was done, too. And I told him if he plays again, I'm going to
some
break
guys
his,
can't
break
stop
his
playing, you know what I mean? He just got to do it
well,
forever.
You know,
for
with 36, there comes a time.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, well, unless you're Tom Brady, and then you just be...
Yeah, he's a professional athlete who gets paid a lot of money to put his body on the line. Not does it for free for no reason at all other than...
Get that ship.
I mean, but it doesn't mean anything, though. I mean, what does it mean? I don't know. It's whatever. Anyway, enough of that. What else? Let's see. Oh, so this is fun. So Juliana's been doing dance still. Dance is going dance heavy still. Good for them. You know, I love that their business has stayed open, stayed booming. So even like a school could shut down, right? Mm-hmm. They're still going. They still don't care.
Because dance, you can't stop the dance. And when the music starts, they dance.
They dance. You can't stop it. So that's a nice thing when you got a private company, you kind of do your own thing. As long as you're being safe and putting in little protocols, then you're good. And so they were able to do that. But she's had a couple of competitions. She had a competition recently, and then she had like a performance before that. Well, it was kind of sad, though, because, you know, we used to go and, you know, you'd watch in person, obviously. And you'd have to endure the other kids that you're not there to see or nor care about just for the three and a half minutes from your kid and then back to sitting there waiting for it to end.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of nice, you know, to see her in person dance. So, didn't get to. They do like a Zoom / recording thing, whatever. So the first time it worked fine. This last time for the competition, they tried to do like they did like a couple different ones. It was like Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and like a link. And like there was a point in there because so many people were using it that it was like not even working.
Yeah.
So I only saw she did like four dances. I saw two of them.
Hmm.
It's whatever.
Hmm.
I've seen her practice enough, though.
Molly's dancing.
Oh, good.
And she's been doing it for...
Molly Roosted.
She's been doing it for a couple of years now, man.
Mm-hmm.
But she's getting to the age where right now she does the combo where she does ballet and whatever the other one's called.
Yeah.
It's not hip-hop, but it's whatever.
Yeah, it's what they get the little ones in.
Yeah, and so, but she's getting to the age where she has to choose now. Or we could put her in two, but then we're going to be paying for two classes.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be paying for two classes, so she's going to have to choose either ballet or the other one.
That's what happens, too, right? You know? When you got four, you got to kind of, hey.
Yeah.
We got to pick
be,
one.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, because right now, she's the only one that does anything, because the other ones, like I said, the sports aren't going
right. Down. Right, so. That's the thing. Dance costs money, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dance costs a lot of money.
Yeah, and, it does.
I mean, our philosophy is, you know, we have one. So if she makes these teams and wants to keep doing it, we'll pay.
Mm-hmm.
And she has she's been doing it since she was little, like three. Now she's almost nine, and she's on four teams. She's made these teams, so we got to pay for them. And now they're wanting her like next year to maybe do like another. Team. I'm like, and it was like with Ballet of Idaho or something.
Oh, wow.
So you go like once.
She's like getting up there.
Yeah, it was like once a week or twice a month. I can't remember, but you just basically pay per time they go.
Mm-hmm.
But if she does that, that's like, but it's like $100 or something for like two sets or three. I don't remember. It's whatever. It's all blur now.
Yeah.
I just black out. When I start getting told how much stuff is, I just kind of.
I just glaze over
and just they take my money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what do you want? You want the keys to my house? Here you go.
Here's the deed.
You know what? You want the pink slip?
Take
I'm done. To the car? I'm out.
Yeah.
Just, What is this? Huh? Highway robbery. That's what my grandpa used to do. You ever get this?
Oh, my
God. You ever deal with that? My grandpa. Okay, I love him. But this guy will go in, look at the menu. Uh-huh. This guy was a math teacher, so he knows numbers.
Yeah.
Smart guy. Maybe too smart. And he'd look. He'll order 28 things on the menu, whatever, and then they tell him what the total. He goes, oh, what?
It's highway robbery.
Yeah, it's highway robbery. Like, he's shocked. He's shocked that it's however much money, you know what I mean? Like, it could be gas station 2 for $1 hot dogs, and it's $1. He goes, he's wait, hold up.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
What?
Well, that's the price. I don't know.
No, it's
highway robbery. But he said that. Here's the keys to my house. You want the keys to my house? He said that one time. It's funny now, but it's not very funny at the time. Oh, like, my God, this is embarrassing. But it's so funny, though. Here, he's like,
you want my arm? Here's my leg, too.
Hey, what do you want? Keys to my house. He's a good man. No, you know, that's how you stay with it, though. You know what I mean? They got to earn every penny out of you.
Man.
All right, Mickey D's. Oh, is it that much for the number one?
You sure about that?
You sure? Let's check it out.
You might want to run that again.
Yeah, I'll meet you in the middle. This isn't a barter, sir. I'll tell you what, I'll throw in. You're like, I'll give you $5, and I got a baseball card over here. What do we got? Jose Canseco. Come on.
That's worth a lot of money.
It's a card, the ball's bouncing off his head. It's a great, it's like $2.
It's comical. It's hilarious. Come on.
Huh? I can't take that card, sir.
You sure about that?
Bring the barter back. Let's get the barter back. Well, our money already isn't...
We got a trading post going on over here.
Our dollar already isn't worth anything anyway. We're just printing money like crazy, so we're going to be back to bartering before you know it anyway. All right, I'm going to throw this old laptop in. Is that any good? What do we got? I got an iPod I'm not using.
here's an old laptop. Man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, I just want a couple of Big Macs. I'll throw you in a laptop. I don't use anymore. Here's a CD player. I don't use that anymore.
You need your bushes trimmed out there?
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
I got,
I'll do some labor. Right here. See, and that's what's cool. Like, I know people who are in that kind of that line of work, like whether it's a tattoo artist or, you know, like people that do metal work and things like that. Like, those actually are jobs you can barter.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool, you know. Like, there are still a lot of jobs that people do that. Like, oh yeah, man, I'll do some metal work for me. I'll give you 6 hours of tattoo or whatever. It's like, that's awesome.
Well, that's like some dentists.
Yeah,
they'll do
right.
That,
yeah, you know? I think especially if you own your own business,
I'd be like, here, I'll fix your tooth if you let us use the cabin. You know, use your cabin for a weekend or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Why? And why wouldn't you? If you're
I believe my boss did something like that too. He's like, here, I'll give you this, you know, steel building if you trade me for some land. Oh, okay. Okay. Next thing you know, we got some land.
That's
over.
A spit on the hand. Handshake.
Handshake.
All right, brother. That's a blood bond. Did they cut their hands? They're like, cut. Oh, it's a blood bond. They're like, and people are watching like, what is going on? We're taking the blood oath. You can't go back on the blood oath. If you go back on this, your children will burn.
Every time you look at it, it'll remind you of our oath.
He's like looking at his hand. He's like, I really wish I wouldn't have gave that building away. This land sucks. This land is not what he showed me in the pictures at all.
This is horse manure.
I do let my horse go out there and graze, and you will continue to let him. Mm-hmm. You did not say he couldn't. Old Chip needs to go out there and get his dump on.
Because that's all it's worth.
Oh man, I miss it. It's been fun, man. Oh man, we've been at it too long.
Yeah, but, glad to have you back, bro. Oh
man, it's been a wild.
Not just with this
month plus,
just hanging out.
Yeah, it's busy. You know, it's been busy, but you know, slowing down a touch.
Yeah.
But not having to really go anywhere for a couple months, so that'll be good.
There you go.
I think I'll have to go anywhere until like April or something, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
Chill out, do work at home.
Because you're a lot busier spring, summertime.
Yeah, typically. Like, yeah, this was weird to be so busy in January and February like we were. But, I mean, it just kind of was the luck of the draw. And that's how it was, which is fine. I mean, I like it. We didn't travel at all hardly during this last year because of COVID and everything. So,
yeah.
I mean, from like the months of, I think it was like March till October, I didn't go anywhere hardly. So, yeah, in October I went to a class out in
Alexandria. I think I traveled more than you did, and I was just on vacation.
I know. Yeah, we didn't go anywhere. Yeah. I finally, that, and that's funny, because the first place I went was, like, the D.C. area. It was in Alexandria. And it was like, whoa.
You're like, that's
a mistake. There's a lot of mass out here. You're like, I mean, I know there's stuff going on, but holy smokes. But it's a lot different, you know, when you're in those big, big cities. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it, you know.
There's a lot more people, you know, shoved in a little...
Yeah, yeah.
Concrete jungle in there.
Yeah, some of it really does. I mean, some of the stuff makes sense, especially in the tight... Like, the big cities that really people are on top of each other, those are the ones that are going to take a lot longer to get back to the norm, you know. I hope they do, though, you know. There's just so many great businesses and so many great things that have gone under because of it. And yeah. I hope that, you know.
Well, we're lucky that one of, you know, our buddy that, Colt, yeah. owns that donut shop.
Fit there. Donut. Hey, Fit Donut.
Fit Donut.
Go get a Fit Donut.
Hey, you give us our donuts now.
Hey, Fit Donut. You hear protein that? Donuts.
Colt, right. Emily.
Good stuff.
Give us our donuts.
Yeah, I like the shout out. I like the peanut butter.
This isn't a barter system. You give it to us.
No,
right
she
now.
Just gives. They give us the donuts.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. I want a peanut butter donut, chocolate peanut butter. I think that's my favorite one they got.
I like their raspberry cream cheese ones.
Oh, I don't even know if I've had it because I'm like one of those guys that once I find something I like, that's the one I want. So there's like
actually, I like it because when they first opened, I used to go in there all the time and just make my own.
Oh, cool.
Not just pile a bunch of stuff. It was not healthy.
Did I tell you how I used to call him and prank call him?
Yeah.
Pretend to be crazy people. I'd call him, be like, hey, man. And he didn't know it was me because it'd be a blocked number. And it was right when they started, too. So he's like taking it from there at their house. And he's answering on his cell phone. I'm like, hey, man. Hey. Hey, y'all got any of that confetti? Y'all got confetti donut?
You got them confetti donut.
And he's like, you mean like a sprinkle? Or like, nah, man, I mean like confetti. Like, you know, when you celebrate, it comes out. Put it on the donut. He's like, I don't think we got any of that. And then I'll be like, man, this is some bull. You know, I'll be like, all right, what kind of what flavors you got? And they had like four at the time. Uh-huh. And he'd be like, man, when you gonna get some new flavors, man? You only got four flavors? Like, I'd be ripping it. He did not know. And then I could hear him on the phone too, be like, Emily, hey, when are we going to come out with those new flavors? I'm like, hey, man, tell her to tell her. I want to know, man. Speak up.
I need to know right now.
I need to know right now. You're going to lose me. And they'd be like, yeah, we're going to have a couple of, he said the flavors in his little business. We're going to have like a toffee, blah, blah. I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want those. That's disgusting. I want confetti. That's what I said. And then he's like, I'm sorry, sir. And I'm like, good. You don't have to be sorry, Steve. What's up, man?
And he's like,
yeah. He was so mad. I did that to him two times. I spread them out, though. I spread them out. Yeah, one time I did that voice, and the other time I was like, hello? He doesn't know, because he's like in business mode, you know?
Yeah.
So he's not even thinking, why would any of my friends call and prank me? That'd be terrible. I'm trying to run a business, which is true.
But then you're like, it's Steve.
I'm going to do it. I'm pranking you. I don't care. Care if your livelihood's on the line. Colin, give me my confetti.
He's in jail. You got one call. What are you going to do? You're going to call a friend and prank call him.
The first time it was funny, though. The first time, that's true, actually. I went, hey, man. No, the first time I called him, though, I asked, like, I was just asking for, like, normal donut flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, so you guys got glazed? He's like, no, this is a different. I'm like, what do you mean? And I'd had him, like, explain. I'm like, what do you mean, like, a protein donut? Like, what does that mean? And he's like, tell me. And I'm like, so you guys got maple bars? He's like, no, we don't. I'm like, you got anything maple? And then he's like, hey, Emma, we gonna have like a maple? Because he did it again. And I'm like, he's like, well, the closest thing, I'm like, I don't want that crap. And then I'm like, hey, Steve, yeah. It's so fun. I need to do that. Well, he's not even there. And Emily won't be fun to prank, so.
Nah.
Dang. Now they got their own place, their own business. Like,
if you got one of the employees?
I know, yeah. It'd probably be them. They won't know. But it's not fun with them. They don't know. I could just use my normal voice. They won't have a clue who it is.
Well, I know. And it just makes them nervous.
All right, man, you got confetti.
Why would you want that on a donut? Because I want to celebrate.
That's what I told him. I want to celebrate when I'm eating my donut.
You got a bag of confetti coming in the donut.
I want the confetti coming out on my donut. I want to celebrate.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it made sense to me.
makes total sense.
No, I need more people to have businesses so I can prank them.
I like it.
I'm a kid. I'm a child. I spent a good amount of my years just prank calling people. Oh, yeah. He's doing the fence. Man. Yeah, I call him. Hey, man. Hey, you got any confetti on that fence? I want confetti that shoots out. on my fence post, like right in the corners.
When people come by, they want confetti to come out.
I want to celebrate when I'm looking at my fence.
Hey, my friend's here. Confetti going up.
No, he's doing a good job on the fencing, though.
Yeah, he is. Looks good. I've seen those pictures.
Yeah. I would never tell him to his face that it's good, but I'll tell you right now he's doing a good job. Cole Kanigi. What's the name of his fence? We should throw that out there.
Bison.
Are you making Bison Fence? Is that what it's called? Bison Fence. Check them out. It's him, Colt, and Corey Kanigi. They're brothers.
Yep, they're brothers.
And doing fencing together. It's pretty awesome. And he should come and do my fence now since we're putting a plug in. Because I don't do anything for free.
I know. I need to do right out here where I just have the chicken
wire. I'll let him know. We're going to have to tell him. Hey, I'm sorry. We did a plug on our podcast for your stupid fence business, okay? Now you come over here and you're going to do my fence. Well, he's like, I didn't ask you to. I don't care.
I don't care.
Now come go to my fence. You're going to put up that vinyl.
And you better bring some donuts while you're here.
Confetti.
I'm so confetti donuts.
Oh, boy. Oh, stupid.
Our friends love us.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Our kids love us, too, you know, I think. I don't know. Your kids like you. Mine seems to like me still. She's getting at that age, though, man. She's getting a little snippy.
Yeah, more Bison Fence and Landscaping.
Bison Fence and Landscaping. Check them out. They do a really good job.
They do. Go check them out on Facebook, and they got an Instagram here, too.
Oh, cool.
It says here that they do custom gates, so.
What? Actually, I need a gate, man.
I might have them do a custom gate out here to replace that wooden one.
Randall.
Whenever that one gives up the ghost.
He's a sleazy boy. Come on, do my gate now. We plugged you. What does that mean? That doesn't sound right. We did a plug for you. That's way better. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so the kid, you know, she's getting at that age where she doesn't miss us much, you know, when we're not around, which is nice because then it doesn't make you all depressed when you're gone or whatever. But we're gone this weekend in McCall for Valentine's Day, you know, doing a celebration, the whole deal. And she's at that, you know, you call and you want to just talk to her to say hi, and you can tell it's totally inconveniencing her because she's like, in the middle of playing or whatever.
Watching a movie.
Yeah.
Playing video games.
And she has that tone like, what? And we're like, whoa, all right.
See.
Check it, right?
You know, like, no confetti. We're
just calling to say hi, you know. And she's like, "Hi." Okay, well, we'll see you later. What is everything fine? And then she turns, gets all defensive. And you're like, "Whoa! Don't be trying to do that. You're too young to be flipping it around. You don't flip it around on people, at least for another few years, okay? You know, you don't get to act away and then go, hey, what do you do? Whoa, are you mad at me?"
She likes to do that. What did I do?
Yeah, exactly.
You're flipping the attitude.
Yeah. She's getting a little attitude on her. Sorry, we'll check it.
Yeah, Allie, she gets attitude. I'm going to tell you straight up.
Capital A.
Attitude.
What do you do? Put her in the closet?
No.
You can put her out in the creek here?
Yeah, throw her out in the ditch.
Just on the ditch. Huh? That's where you get to sit in that puddle.
Sit there. Think about what you just did. Huh?
I'm all wet. Yeah.
No, we just send her to her room. She gets all sassy. I mean, right before you got here, we had to send her to her room. She was punched or hit her brother for some stupid reason.
Gotta check him.
And then, of course, Landon, who cries about everything, starts crying.
Yeah.
So I'm over there. Stop crying. It didn't hurt.
You're on that. I already sent her to a room. What do you want?
Yeah, well, the thing is she needs to be a lawyer because she loves to debate. So nice. She will sit there and plead her case, and we're like, we don't want to hear it. Go to your room. And she's just sitting there, and all the
and
way...
And we saw it, the hit and everything.
All the way to her room, she is pleading her case. And we're just like, we don't want to freaking hear it. Just go to your room.
Oh, wow.
And she's only 11.
I love it.
Oh, boy.
United States Code Chapter 10-107 says that I get out of smacking my brother because he was being really rude, and I had to check his privilege.
So. I don't even... It had something to do with a stupid Switch controller.
Yeah.
He had it in his hand, and they were talking, and the next thing you know, wham, we heard a thud. And he's all, crying, and then, I didn't hit you that hard. And I'm like, go to your room. Go to your room. Okay, I didn't smack her.
Yeah, but, you did. Call him home. Call him.
Actually, Valerie was the one that was... I was in the room, in her bedroom.
Well, you let Val do the hitting.
No. She was the one trying to figure out de-escalating the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And I just heard her go to your room. She's over there baiting. Go to your room. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. Let the mom deal with it.
Take care of business.
Well, she wasn't listening to her mom, so dad had to step in. Then, of course, I'm the bad guy. You got me!
Yeah,
so,
that's how it is, isn't it?
Yep. So, but, yeah.
Don't you hate that when you got to punish your kids?
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Can we just, as adults, can't we just punish ourselves and send ourselves to our room?
I do.
Well, yeah, but yours doesn't follow you around everywhere.
I know, she's like, cool, he left me alone.
Finally, jeez. No, my kids, it drives me nuts. They follow us everywhere.
It's the little ones. The little one.
I come outside to come into the barn. All I'm doing is coming out to grab something, and I got, it's mostly Molly. Wait, Dad! And then she's over there throwing her shoes on.
She
and I'm just
so cute.
And
though.
I'm just like, okay, catch up. But she gets mad because she's like, wait! She's and I'm like, you know where I'm going.
She's the cutest.
You know where I'm going to be.
Oh, that kid. She's chatty. She's a chatterbox, isn't she?
Oh, boy.
She asks you a question and you answer it. Or if you ask her a question, whoa, baby.
See,
she doesn't stop talking to you.
See, that. Adorable. No. Okay. But when we're just here at home as a family, she's the quiet one.
Hunter
is the one we can't get to
shut.
That's
what you're always saying, yeah. Hunter does.
But then around people, can't get that. I mean, he's always looking at you out the corner of his eye.
He does do the corner. That was hilarious, too. We were at that Super Bowl gathering, and he's staring at dude. What's his name? Alex?
Alex, yeah.
The other Alex. There's like so many Alexes running around. But he just stared at him like this, eating. And I just saw like 30 seconds, but Alex was like, dude, he's been staring at me for like several minutes. I was like, oh my God.
He's all sitting there chewing, just staring.
Just staring at him.
I'm going to keep my eye on you, sir. I've never seen you, and I don't trust you.
He had those eyes right there that you got on right now. He's got your eyes.
He's like, I know this guy over here, Steve. He's just an idiot.
Yeah, that's what he looks at. He does look at me like I'm an idiot.
You're the village idiot.
I am.
Now this guy, I've never seen him.
Every time I say something, he just stares at me like, you're just so stupid.
Or he looks at you in the corner of the eye like.
Yeah, he does the corner of the eye look. What's that about? I'm like, you look at me with both eyes. Turn your head and you stare into my eyes.
Oh, that kid.
Don't you corner eye me, buddy. I'll corner eye you.
Oh, that kid, he cracks me up. He's like me. He's not. When there's a serious moment going on, he'll crack the joke if he's in trouble.
Yeah, it's a good time to joke.
So,
try to get out of it.
Well, I have, growing up, and I still have it now, is I get nervous when I'm getting in trouble.
You get in trouble a lot still with your parents?
No. This is just in general, like my boss and stuff.
Or the boss here?
Yeah.
The wife? My boss here.
No, her.
When she puts the belt to me.
Yeah. But
you left her shoes out.
No, but like growing up, I would get in, and it used to drive my mom crazy. And it's funny because it drives me crazy now, but I know where he's coming from. But when you're getting in trouble, you get nervous, then you just smile.
Yeah.
But it's like a nervous smile kind of laugh, and you don't mean to, but then it just, whoever is getting after you, it just gets even madder.
What are you smiling about?
Yeah, like, well, do you think this is funny? Yeah. No. You know, and so, but now, like, we'll be having some serious conversation, and he's just over there just spouting off. You know, be like, hey, get your butt over here and clean up. You clean up. And I'm like,
You clean up.
Yeah, he'll tell me, you clean up. And I'll be like, oh.
Don't you love that? They love making messes.
Oh, man.
They don't like cleaning them up, though.
Don't get me started on messes.
Oh, boy.
Man. All right, well, we're getting about that time.
Yeah, you know, it was a good little catch up, you know.
Shut her down.
Yeah, talk some shop, see how things are going. What do we got coming up in the next week's episode? I think we're going to... Oh, yeah, we're going to take a little journey down kind of like memory lane.
We're kicking
the next episode. Yeah, and it's going to be called Back in My Day.
Mm-hmm.
We've all heard that one.
Yeah, back in, you know, your grandparents. Back in my day.
Yeah, and how we catch ourselves doing it now, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a generational
thing. But the thing is I'll do it just because I can now.
Well, yeah.
You know, you would have never survived back in my day. I'll tell my kids that all the time. Back in my day.
Well, it is.
We didn't have these.
It's way different,
these
right?
Fangled concoctions that you guys got.
A tablet? Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay, Generation X or whatever. Yeah. Or what are we? No, we're...
Well, you're a millennial.
No,
You're 100%
Am I a millennial?
You're a millennial.
I'm
80, I think it's 81 or 83.
No.
To
4.
Everybody's different.
No, listen.
The graphs are
Linda,
all different.
Linda, listen, Linda.
I'm not Linda.
Linda. I am part of the exomial.
I don't know what that is. I think we're just making stuff up now.
Look it up. Google it, man.
Oh, because Google says it's there, so it's real then. Because
yep,
Google said so.
Mm-hmm.
We're just making stuff up.
If you read it on the internet, it's true.
We're making stuff up.
No, I am the part of the generation, or we are, but you're like 3 years younger than me. I don't know how that is.
I don't think I'm that much
younger. You're like 2.5.
That's because you were like 20 when we graduated high school.
I was 18.
You were 19 almost.
Just about 19.
Yeah, I was barely 17.
Exactly, barely 17. And I was almost 19
God, when you graduated. Old. So that's like 2 years.
Okay, there you go. Okay, I'm pretty sure that my wife is probably older than you are.
No, she's not.
She just turned 35.
Right, I'm 35.
When did you turn 35?
December.
Okay, she's like 2 months. You're like 2 months older than her.
There you go. I'm old.
And how did you graduate with us?
Because I started school when I was 4. What do you want?
Oh, okay.
I was a young buck.
See, and I was supposed to graduate the year before, so. That's it. No, God, I don't even get into that.
Yeah, you were too cool to graduate, so they held you back one more year. Old.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. I was really, really good at school, so they decided to keep me for another year.
I sucked at sports.
To be a good example to others.
I sucked at sports, but I was really good at school, so they kept me there.
Yeah, they didn't want me to leave because I was such a good example to others that they talked me into staying for another year.
That's it.
Oh, so you just did like a bunch of home ec courses? No, I didn't do like the ones that are required to graduate. English.
Yeah, science, math.
Economics.
But no, I'm part of the generation that essentially catered in all the technology. So I remember not having like computers and the internet and everything to...
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Bring it all in.
That's cool.
Bring it all
say,
in.
Say whatever you want. We're going
to
look this
we
up.
We were the last generation to play Oregon Trail.
Man, I played Oregon Trail. Don't give me that.
Well, that's just it, is you're, like, close to it.
My grandparents had a Macintosh computer, because it's Macintosh, floppy disk, Oregon Trail. And I used to play it. Sometimes. And if I didn't die of dysentery, or my family crossing the river, boy, I tell you what, that river crossing, it's a gamble.
It'll get you every time.
It's a gamble.
Get you every time.
You're not playing that old game without somebody drowning. I'm sorry.
Someone's going to drown. Somebody's going to starve.
And it wasn't always in the same place either.
I want to know, has anyone ever finished the game?
Well, yeah, I did. I did. I beat it a few times. You can win the game.
I don't believe you.
You just got to get through the game without too many people dying.
I never won.
Yeah.
Apparently I was horrible. How do I have kids?
I don't know if it had anything to do with talent or luck or what, or both.
How are my kids? Well, my wife. If I didn't have my wife, my kids probably wouldn't survive. I'm not even going to lie.
Right.
I can't get people across the Oregon, the Oregon Trail.
Bro, that game, it was all luck, though, man. Like, you'd be crossing, you could do it all right, and they're still going to drown. Or somebody's going to get dysentery. It was always dysentery. Or cholera, or pneumonia, or chicken pox, or smallpox, whatever.
Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody always
died. Spanish flu.
You get close to the town, and then your wagon wheel break. You're like, oh,
dang it. So close.
I got to sell one of the kids now.
You got a barter.
Oh, here we go, right here, real quick, just so we're all on the same page here. Generation X is 65 to 80. Okay. Millennials / Generation Y. Okay. 1981 to 96. So there you go.
No.
Generation Z is 97 to 12, and then this Generation Alpha, whatever that is. I don't like that they call it Alpha. Alpha implies like you're the alpha.
Like you're the best.
Yeah, like you're the best. And they definitely walk around like, well, not them. Actually, the ones that think they're all so hot is Generation Z's right now. Going around trying to tell everybody how they should be dressing and stuff. It's terrible. We'll get into that in the next episode.
Yeah. But, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you all, thanks for listening.
Appreciate you. All the support. We really do. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yes. And keep up. Keep on listening. And,
please do. Yeah, share it. Let people know. We're going to keep booming, keep plugging along, putting out new stuff. We're going to stay on top of it.
Yeah, we'll be accurate now because old Steven.
I'm here.
He's back.
Yep.
So, yeah. But hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you got some laughs like we did. Every time we're together, we always laugh. So
we always have such a good time.
We're the best of friends.
We're the two best friends that anybody could have. And we'll never, ever, ever, ever go away. All right, thanks for listening.
All right, hey, remember...
Appreciate you.
Yes, remember, your kids are a blessing. Don't take them for granted. We'll see you guys on the flippity flop.
Take care.